And while a few Indonesians have recently joined ISIS, their number is tiny. Far fewer in per capita terms than the number of Belgians. Try to think of one other Muslim-majority country that can say all those same things. In 2014, I went to Indonesia to ask its current president, a soft-spoken technocrat named Joko Widodo, why is Indonesia thriving when so many other Muslim states are dying? Well, what we realized, he told me, is that to deal with extremism, we needed to deal with inequality first. See, Indonesia's religious parties, like similar parties elsewhere, had tended to focus on things like reducing poverty and cutting corruption. So that's what Jokowi and his predecessors did too, thereby stealing the Islamist thunder. They also cracked down hard on terrorism. But Indonesia's democrats had learned a key lesson from the dark years of dictatorship, namely that repression only creates more extremism. So they waged their war with extraordinary delicacy. They used the police instead of the army. They only detained suspects if they had enough evidence. They held public trials. They even sent liberal imams into the jails to persuade the jihadists that terror is un-Islamic. And all of this paid off in spectacular fashion, creating the kind of country that was unimaginable 20 years ago. So at this point, my optimism should, I hope, be starting to make a bit more sense.